the deal is, I think a lot of people, is just kind of a weird thing. It's like, you know, the limiting factor of what is, why are you doing something? So if you're doing like something for your traps, I don't want to hear that your grip gave out. You know what I'm saying? Because people will be like, hey, you know, I was doing like snatch grip shrugs. I just couldn't hold on the bar anymore. Well, are we doing this as a way to build your grip for deadlift? I mean, that's a possibility maybe, but then fine. But like, if this is for your traps, like what is limiting the effectiveness of this exercise?
Yeah.
It's the strap. So I think that's a important one to think. I think, you know, the mind muscle connection we're talking about earlier. I've just share a few things I've kind of used to kind of enhance that with people is basically, first off, acknowledging it's real. Like a lot of functional trainers will kind of, they don't think it's a real thing. Mm-hmm. They think if you just do the movement with a semblance of good technique, that's that and be on your way. And that's not true. Like, it's definitely a real thing. There's science to validate it. There was one study showing that basically, it's interesting though, basically showed if people selectively try to activate their pecs while they're bench pressing, they were able to like really get a better EMG rating. But when they got above 8, it was about like 50% of their max. When they got to 80% of their max, they know it didn't really matter if they concentrated on the movement or the muscle because it just got so heavy. So
it's, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
So there's you know, you're training your muscles, not your ego. So you have to really intentionally focus on what you're looking at. I think we talked earlier about mental movies. I think that's a beneficial way to potentially enhance your mind muscle contraction. The obvious one that people don't think about is, how are you initiating the contraction? If you're starting a pec, if you're starting to fly, cable fly, if I get my shoulders going like right here, so I'm hoping my pecs catch up, or do you want to like contract your pecs and finish the movement? So I think a lot of people that are really muscular, especially in the right spots of their, what they're training, they're intuitively do this. They don't even have to think about it because,
yeah,
you know, if your pecs are huge and you're doing this, it's going to be pretty natural to want to use them to move the weight. But if they're not, you have to really focus on initiating that contraction. I think another way is posing, like bodybuilding posing. I couldn't believe it when I used to do that with Brian, how much better my mind muscle connection got, because I think Mel Siff wrote about the super training, loadless lifting or something.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's definitely that too, of like, if you're posing, you're gonna get a better, I mean, if you can hit a lat spread properly in bodybuilding, I bet you when you do lat pull downs, you don't have your biceps take over, right? I just think you're gonna do it right because you have such good activation there already. So I think bodybuilding posing, I think accentuating the negative, you know, when you're doing like a dumbbell bench press or something, really focusing on the contraction on the weight, you know, is a good way, not necessarily like an eccentric overload that we talked about earlier, but just to get yourself to feel like those 5-second negatives and things like that can be a good way to in tune your mind muscle connection, even though it's not necessarily an eccentric overload.